Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2412, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, I mention a bit about my background and my credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And given this is the first Q&A of the month and year, it's time. Now, while I'd always been obsessed with Batman, I wasn't always interested in nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness. All the things I talk about on this show would have bored me, but being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was then I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did. In order to do that, I wanted to make sure I had some credibility. This isn't meant to be a humble brag, but instead gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health, and to make sure I really covered all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for about 15 years now, and I'm currently faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the stuff I talk about on this podcast. So all of this to say that when I provide my commentary after each episode and answer the questions you send in, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show and get rewarded for it. But for now, let's finally hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Toby writes, I love your podcast and have been following it for years. My Spotify year review said that I'm a 0.5% top fan. Now it's my turn to ask a question. 2 years ago, I gave up my 2-liter-a-day soda habit. I pulled it off by switching to sparkling water. I now allow myself 3 cans of Dr. Pepper per month, and that's working great. But I'm starting to wonder if drinking 3 to 4 liters of sparkling water a day has any negative health consequences. Keep up the awesome and helpful work. Wow, Toby, a top 0.5% fan. Thank you so much for being such a dedicated listener. And thank you for taking the time to send in your question. You are appreciated. Oh, and congratulations on successfully swapping out soda for sparkling water. Now, some very close friends of mine are absolutely in love with carbonated water or sparkling water. Granted, they've never asked about my opinions on its health effects, but, you know, I'm not offended that they haven't asked or anything. Should they have asked me about their regular consumption of this stuff? Or maybe they should listen to this episode? Let's find out. The reason sparkling or carbonated water comes under scrutiny is because it's acidic. Okay, so let me take a step back. The bubbles that you see in carbonated water, or soda for that matter, are made up of carbon dioxide. Drink manufacturers basically force carbon dioxide, a gas, into the water under high pressure. That high pressure pushes the gas into the water, which creates those bubbles, hence the term carbonated. The technology isn't all that complex. Most retailers sell machines about the size of a coffee maker that do this very thing. Now, in a nutshell, it's this carbon dioxide gas that makes the water acidic. Water itself has what's called a neutral pH, which means it's not acidic and it's not alkaline. It's like right in between. When you add carbon dioxide gas to water, it lowers the pH, making it acidic. For comparison purposes, water's pH level is 7, and seltzer or sparkling water with nothing added has a pH between a 3 or 4. Remember, a lower pH means something is more acidic. Notice I said with nothing added. Some products have minerals added. This actually brings the pH back up so that it's closer to water in its natural state. To compare, brands like San Pellegrino or Perrier that add minerals to their products have a pH closer to 5. Again, water's pH is 7. There were theories that this extra acidity would increase the chances of developing a stomach ulcer, but that's not true. Another theory, consuming carbonated water might lead to osteoporosis. Not true either. But it is possible that carbonated water can harm our teeth. The acidity may damage tooth enamel. Enamel helps protect the integrity of our teeth and prevents our teeth from becoming discolored. Sadly, once you lose enamel, it's gone forever. Now, I'm talking about carbonated water specifically. It's a different story when we talk about sodas. The added sugars in soda can accelerate the damage to our teeth, which brings me to another point. Added flavors in carbonated waters. So, some sparkling water companies add natural flavors to their products. The problem is, we don't know what this really means. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, doesn't require companies to report each flavor. But if one of those natural flavors happens to, let's say, be citric acid, that would make the drink more acidic. It's citric acid, after all. This would then lower the pH and potentially cause more damage to tooth enamel. Luckily, if you like sparkling water, there are ways to prevent damage to tooth enamel. According to the Center for the Science and the Public Interest, here's what we can do. 1. After drinking sparkling or carbonated water, don't brush your teeth for at least 30 minutes. This is because your enamel may be weaker after consuming carbonated or sparkling water, and brushing your teeth could further damage it. And 2. Consume carbonated water with food. This will help balance out the pH. And along those lines, don't sip on these waters throughout the day. The more the carbonation comes in contact with our teeth, the more damage it can do to tooth enamel. Now, are there any benefits to consuming carbonated water? There's nothing particularly beneficial about drinking carbonated water, but when swapped out for regular soda, like in your case, Toby, consuming carbonated water is an improvement. And yes, it does hydrate the body. But I would be careful not to use this as your only means of hydration. I know plain water doesn't always taste the best, so it may be tempting to want to drink carbonated water all the time instead. But we just don't know how much is too much. So if you don't like the taste of tap water and want to enhance its flavor, add some fresh sliced lemons or limes. Don't worry, they won't lower the pH of the water that much. Or consider adding some mint leaves, other herbs, or fruit, or cucumbers. Basically, think spa water and enjoy. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for the question, Toby. Now, if you want to send your questions in and get a copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook for doing so, you can email them to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for sending me your questions. Answering them is one of my favorite parts of this show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.